Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Let's see with this Dáil chaos and the speaking rights row. You got opposition reaction in this programme earlier on, and we know that leaders of the opposition were meeting at 4:30. They're about to address the media outside Leinster House in the plinth right now, both the opposition side and the Fianna Fáil government side. Barry Lenehan is there. Barry, what's happening?
Yeah, at the moment, all opposition leaders on the plinth here at Leinster House. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald currently speaking. Let's hear what she has to say.
On a Wednesday does no favour to any backbencher. So each person in turn is going to say a couple of words, and then we'll take a few short questions.
Thanks all. And again, once again, the government have been intent on pushing through this cynical stroke, looking to have a group of TDs who are patently in government, who are patently signed up to government, looking to have them designated as this ludicrous label of other members, simply to afford them an entitlement and a privilege which should, in a democratic system, be availed of by opposition leaders. I said today in the Dáil, at this time it's hugely important, with so many pressing issues facing our country and facing facing us internationally, it's so important that we maintain an adherence to democratic values. And what we saw today was government's cynical stroke through this motion that sought to designate a group of TDs who are signed up to government as being something other than government TDs. And that's not something that we across the opposition can countenance. And we were particularly dismayed and disappointed to see the Clann Comhairle moving to push through a vote that had no legitimate basis, to push through the order of business, I should say, and ignoring the calls of dissent that were clearly being registered by members of the opposition. To deem the order of business passed was a very serious thing for Clann Comhairle to do in the face of clear opposition expressed by members of the opposition. And it's very, very difficult to see that happen, very difficult to maintain confidence in the office of somebody chairing a chamber in that way. So we're really disappointed and dismayed by what has happened. And that is something that all, a view that all of us share. We all have very different party perspectives, very different viewpoints, but we are absolutely united in our really serious concern about what we've seen happen today.
Michael?
Over the last number of weeks, we've done everything as an opposition to try and facilitate a peaceful solution to this nightmare of a problem that the government have created. But the government, as we've known and as I've said earlier on here today to the media, had no intention, had never an intention to bring this to a peaceful solution. They wanted the railroad through this because it was a deal done. Today, the democracy of this country has had its two fingers shown to it. But inside there in that Dáil, by a TD, but an independent TD that's supporting the government, and by the government who are doing it in the position and doing it to the country in this state. I have called on the Taoiseach I've called on him to tell us what is the deal that's done. What spellbound has Michael Lowry got over the Taoiseach of this country and the tarnish of this country? And he's not. The Taoiseach has misled it all here today also, because he has said it's not going to lead to a loss of any time. It is, because he has 1 45 minute slot that he has twice a week that he's not going to answer questions then anymore as a Taoiseach. And also the order of business, he's cut the order of business time. Besides that, some parties are in groups, like we're in ourselves, we have a 20% drop in our time slot. So he's misleading the Dáil. But today we've seen another move in another direction, where the Clann Comhairle seem to be implicit in the actions that has gone on. And we need a statement, a very clear statement from the Clann Comhairle. Was she in communication, and the Chief Whip and the Taoiseach, was she in communication with the three parties on the run-up to this? Because it's certainly, nobody could hear what was going on today other than what I could see was thumbs and winks going on between the Clann Comhairle and the Chief Whip. And that's not a way to carry out your carry on in your Dáil, your Parliament. So we have questions that need to be answered here. We are in no way, shape or form going to step back from where we are today, because we have been totally and utterly, the democracy of this country has been totally and utterly eroded. Thank you.
And that's Micheál Collins of Independent Ireland. Beforehand, you heard Vanna Batjic, leader of the Labour Party. And before that, again, Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin. I'm joined now by Minister Niall Collins of Fianna Fáil. And Fianna Fáil is about to address the media on the plinth as well shortly. Also joined by David Cullinan of Sinn Féin. Minister Niall Collins of Fianna Fáil, can I get your reaction, first of all, to what went on in the Dáil this afternoon?
Well, I think what Micheál Martin said earlier today is really on the money. He described it as a manufactured row and totally out of proportion, and that played out into the Dáil this afternoon, which was well flagged by the opposition parties over the last number of weeks in relation to this. I mean, look, we're at pains to explain to people and to get our message out to people that what we're talking about here is affording two new 8-minute slots per week to allow the regional independent group to ask a question of the Taoiseach or the Tánaiste of the day. We also want to afford a proper opportunity to about 60 backbenchers from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to speak and to exercise their mandate and their representational role for which they have been elected to by hundreds of thousands of people up and down this country. Look, I mean, our Parliament...
Hang on a second, it's not just that. You're having Taoiseach's questions as well.
Well, by any yardstick, Cormac, the Taoiseach of Ireland, Micheál Martin, and previous Taoiseachs and successor Taoiseachs are the most accountable of all, if you compare to any European parliament.
You can make that argument, but I'm just adding that as well because you didn't point it out. Can I ask you pointedly what has been alleged on this programme a number of times and raised again there by the opposition leaders in the plinth? Was the Ceann Comhairle in contact with your leader, Micheál Martin, or any of the government side before today?
Well, look, the Ceann Comhairle is independent and the Ceann Comhairle's office is independent and the Ceann Comhairle makes up her mind as office holder and she, I mean, the Ceann Comhairle has to operate by virtue of what's in standing orders and that lays out the parameters and they
was
are the
contact?
Rules.
Was there communication?
Well, look, I don't know that. I can't answer that. Maybe you should ask the Ceann Comhairle's office that. I'm not in the position to
answer that. The allegation was that this was coordinated and choreographed today.
Sorry, you see, you're falling into the trap that
I'm
Michael
asking
Collins...
The question.
No, because Michael Collins just spoke out on the plinth and he just threw that out there and left it hanging.
Alan Kelly beforehand and Richard Boyd Barrett in this program.
And you're now asking me like it. It's just throw the allegation out there, say it enough of times.
Can you categorically say no?
Of course I can't categorically say no. I haven't been involved in any of the communications or whatever the workings of the Ceann Comhairle. You know that, Cormac. It's well you know it. Well, look, what's at stake here is affording democratically elected Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, TDs, the opportunity, and also democratically elected members of the regional independent group. And Micheál Martin, during leaders' questions, correctly pointed out that, for example, two members of the regional independent group, Matty McGrath and Karen Nolan, have voted against this government on a number of occasions since the formation of the government.
I'll bring in David Cullen in just a second, but the point was made that on January the 23rd, the Taoiseach gave his word to the Dáil that a resolution would be found, gave his word to the opposition that a resolution would be found agreeable to all sides. Hildegard Nocton said that and made that promise apparently in the Dáil. And they're claiming now that you've gone back on that promise, that you've broken your word.
No, and there has been hours and hours and hours of meetings and discussion at the Dáil Reform and the Standing Order Committee. Look, the reality here is there is absolutely no intention on the opposition or by the opposition to seek a resolution to this. They gazumped Micheál Martin on day one and forced his election of Taoiseach into the second day, and they felt that they scored politically out of that. What we're seeing here is political gamesmanship in the extreme, and I think Micheál Martin was right to call it out today. Sense of proportionality is off the scale here. It's a completely manufactured law, and the people of Ireland want the Parliament to function. They want to see our democracy functioning properly. They want to see the government being held to account. We have no issue with that at all. But I think everybody's mandate within the Parliament has to be respected and TDs from whatever party should be afforded. And can I just make this point
briefly,
before I finish?
Yeah.
And it's briefly. I've been a government backbencher on many occasions for years. And your opportunity to speak on behalf of your constituents and to raise issues was limited so much. It was the scope of that was narrowed beyond belief. Rightfully has to change.
Hang on a second here. You get a chance as a government backbencher to ask a question, and you get a chance during Taoiseach's questions, and that's being halved.
No, it's not. I mean, this row started out, if you'll recall, all the opposition people saying, we don't want an erosion of our speaking time at leaders' questions. And it has not been eroded by one second. And that's a fact. So you can dress it up with it, whatever way you want.
Two points before I come to David Cullinan. Isn't it correct that government backbenchers get a chance to ask a question at Taoiseach's questions?
No, they don't. They get to ask a question on the order of business, which is completely different. And that's in relation to promise legislation. So you can't bring up issues. You don't get a slot to speak similar to the leaders of the opposition.
OK, well, it's a point that was made today. So let
me clarify. Well, again, it was one of these other incorrect inaccuracies, which is left hanging out
there. If you
say
different, fair enough. Stay with me if you can, Niall Collins. David Cullinan of Sinn Féin. How do you respond to that? This was pure political gamesmanship, he says.
Well, there is a huge amount of spin, and it's quite extraordinary for somebody who was in the Dáil as long as Niall not to know that any member of government or opposition can ask questions in relation to the Taoiseach's question slot, and it has been halved. And what we saw today, that's not what he said, it was the Taoiseach's questions which has been halved. But to the substantial issue here, what we have is a grubby deal that was arranged between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Michael Lowry to allow Michael Lowry of all people and his group of independents to be recognised as opposition while they support government. People are not fools, and they watched on as Michael Lowry signed off and negotiated the programme for government, said that he would support the government through good times and in bad, and actually was part of facilitating the election, as we know, of the Ceann Comhairle to her position, but also a number of his colleagues who are now ministers in government. And what's happening is they're making a mockery of democracy. They have united the entire opposition who are taking a stand against what's right, because this is a grubby deal. And while Niall says that this is a distraction and is manufactured by the opposition, this was manufactured by the government and by Michael Lowry, and people are asking, what in God's name does Michael Lowry have over both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael? In relation to the business of the Dáil, I mean, it's a bit rich for Niall to be talking about the opposition trying to ensure that the Dáil doesn't do its business. The only piece of legislation that this government brought forward since the general election was to increase the number of junior ministers as part of this grubby deal and to increase expenses for ministers.
So that was the only piece of legislation. So you're diametrically opposed in terms of what's going on. How will you respond to this in Sinn Féin, David?
Well, the party leaders of the opposition are meeting. Obviously, there is a lot of frustration, and we saw that frustration expressed on the floor of the Dáil today. I want to be dealing with and talking about and indeed sorting out all of the fundamental issues that face the Irish people. I turn up to work every day in good faith to raise health issues, housing issues, cost of living issues.
I know, but in terms of how it panned out, were you happy with the way the Ceann Comhairle dealt with this?
I was not. And I think that I think there is clear evidence from the opposition side that there was coordination between the Ceann Comhairle and her office and government. Well, it was obvious because there's no way that the Ceann Comhairle could hear any of the exchanges. Nobody could hear what the Ceann Comhairle was saying. Nobody could hear what the Chief Whip
was
saying.
That's not evidence.
It is, because if you were in the chamber, you could see the nodding between the Chief Whip and the Ceann Comhairle, and this was pushed through and rammed through, and in fact all the calls that were made by the leaders of the opposition were ignored for about a half an hour.
Evidence of coordination.
I'm giving you my opinion.
But you said there was evidence. We've contacted the Ceann Comhairle's office and we're awaiting a response to those allegations. So what will you do if you're unhappy with the Ceann Comhairle's treatment of this? What will you do?
But I'm giving you my opinion from somebody who sits in the front row and only a couple of yards away from the Ceann Comhairle. And I could see in plain sight what was happening. And it's obvious to anybody that was watching the proceedings today that this was an arrangement that was done to ram this through the Dáil today. Obviously, the party leaders will have to meet Cormac and decide what happens next. What we do have now is a bizarre situation where Michael Lowry, who facilitated negotiations on the programme for government, is now going to stand up and pat the government on the back every now and again in a leader's question slot. In no other democracy would you have a situation where the opposition is made up of members of government. And it's a clear fundamental point of principle that I believe that the vast majority of Irish people would also agree with. Do I think that there are equally important and more important issues? Of course.
Well, look,
I want to be talking
here's
about
my
those
question.
Issues.
Here's my question. There are people listening to us possibly on the homelessness list. There are people listening on a hospital trolley. There are people listening in their parents' houses who can't afford to buy a house. There are people worried about the climate fiasco and crisis. And they will wonder why you're so up in arms making the Dáil inoperable when you have all of those crises that you could focus on.
And those same people will have seen Sinn Féin representatives and other members of the opposition in the very limited time we've had since the general election raising those issues about health and housing, the cost of living. I raised all of those issues several times over the last number of weeks in every speaking opportunity I've had. But we can't simply roll over and accept a grubby deal that was done between Michael Lowry and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And what we saw today was essentially Michael Lowry giving two fingers, quite literally, to the Irish people, to the opposition, to democracy. We saw sniggering and laughing from Micheál Martin right through the whole proceedings. I don't believe that that shows any respect for what is almost the entire opposition who simply want a separation between government and opposition. It's a fundamental point of principle, and all of this was about a grubby deal that a small number of independents were supporting this government. And what did they get? Extra ministers, more expenses,
and now they can act as opposition
as well.
You had your own scrapes, Niall Collins, in the last all. And Mary Lou MacDonald said, you were quick enough to Micheál Martin. She says, you were quick enough to throw your own people under the bus in the last all. It's amazing how far you're willing to go for Michael Lowry, she says.
There's a couple of points there in what David has said. And you see, sometimes the facts and the truth don't matter when Sinn Féin speak on radio, just like we've heard there from David. Because, for example, we had a piece of financial legislation 2 weeks ago in relation to financial services and the Ombudsman. We have three pieces of legislation on the agenda for business, for Dáil business this week. So to say that there's no
on the agenda,
legislation,
not passed.
Sinn Féin haven't offered any constructive opposition legislation on any agenda since the Dáil returned after the election. So look, at the end of the day, what the public want to see is the government doing its work, and the Dáil doing its work, and obviously by extension, everybody within the Parliament exercising their mandate.
Okay.
That is what people want to see. And to tell you the truth, I think the public are sick and tired of this. And it's a fundamental
principle. They're sick and tired of grubby deals from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Sorry, David,
and they're sick and tired of Michael Lowry and his toxic politics.
Final word, Niall Collins.
There's a fundamental principle in every mature democracy around the world, and that is the minority accept the will of the majority. Now, we won the election. We have a majority within the Parliament, and we're entitled to get on and do the job for the people of Ireland. There was an election, and unfortunately for David and his party,
Minister
they did
Niall
not
Collins
win the election.
Of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed. David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thank you. We'll go back to Leinster House in the plinth after the break.